March 1st, 2012, it's a Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Wad from Pedro show here at Vinny's Pad on 21st Street in Pedro. Brother Matt's still underway with his schooling. Both ways learning and dishing it out. Started the show off with John Coltrane doing training in something early 60s when he's playing in Europe. And then we heard entitled GLC by Swaco. Say hi, Vinny.
This is your pad.
Yeah.
Back
when we had he was at my pad last week, so we were wrestling up ideas about who to have over, and we played some Kachinas last week.
Yeah.
Did you listen? Yeah, I did. Because the week before is when, you people out there, we have guests, me and Vinny. We have the Kachinas.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
La Kachinas?
No, it's just Kachinas. We're Kachinas? Straight up dirty girls.
Yep.
Little piggies. Dirty piggies.
Okay. The Kachinas.
Put that in there.
Okay. Yeah. I was playing in Orange County, with my missing man, first time we did the opera, third opera there, and
was at the Doll Hut.
And Doll Hut used to be called Linda's Doll Hut in the older days. But anyway, it's got a new incarnation, and Johnny from DMF asked us aboard, and I got to bring a piece there, and people were very cool. Was having gay, and Anna, she ain't living here anymore.
Yeah, it's
she's
been a
living
while.
Out there, and she came to the gig and brought me music, and so we played that.
Yeah.
It was 2 weeks ago. I also got that fire fucking bottle. That cat who was breathing the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think his name is Kelly or something. And he gave it to me. And I went and I doused it out and cleaned it out. But I got it. You know, it says hazmat. It's got the skull and crossbones.
Oh, Jesus.
So I got a couple things. I got some other musics, too. I think Dick Jerky. I played that. I play some of that, too. But anyway, you want to introduce your band here.
Okay. Well, I'm Anna Banana. I play guitar, and I sing also. And
I'm Angelica, but we all have our own little names. I'm Maria Cochina. I also play guitar. And we kind of
switch?
We used to switch, but we have Damien here right behind me.
He's our new drummer.
His debut tonight.
Debut?
On drums back there?
Yeah.
Also four-letter words drummer.
Yeah. He has a lot of swagger.
Oh, really?
You played with Kid Kevin a long time ago?
Yeah. Cool.
He adds a lot of swagger to the band, you know?
Big time.
My name is Emilio, and I'm Emilio Emilia Cochina.
He
wears a wig.
Not a cochino.
I play bass.
In your basement.
Yeah.
Bajo.
You know, when I didn't know Comprende when we came around to wearing wrestling masks.
Yeah.
My name was V. El Cochino. got off the Cheech and Chong, you know, the Los Cochinos thing.
I showed you that thing about that wrestler.
Oh, man, and you know what made me think
about
it?
You know, he's been a few dudes since that.
Fuck, man.
He's still going. He's got, like, bleached hair now. In those days, he was kind of like some... Yeah, he came on like an East Coast guy, but he was supposed to be from Las Vegas. But it's some kind of gangster. You know how the world of wrestling is.
Yeah. There's a wrestler dude named Vinny Vegas.
Yeah, but he's had, what's his name now, Nash?
Yeah.
He's had a lot of those cats go through a lot of incarnations. The Undertaker used to be Mean Mark.
They
go through their things. And also good guys, heels, they play different roles. I don't know so much about more modern wrestling, but, you know, me and Raymond were big.
Remember Glow?
Glow.
Glow, yeah, it was a lady. Ladies of Wrestling.
I'm all about Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes was a Texas wrestler.
Yes.
And in those days, they had regional leagues. It wasn't like the WWF owning everything. Oh, it's not WWF anymore.
It's WWE. Yeah. Yeah, they changed it. Yeah.
They had to because there's an animal.
Yeah.
Wild.
But in the old days, all them leagues were little regional things.
And so the Texas League had Dusty Rhodes. And he had a son that wrestled, too, named Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah.
And then the, also there was big family part of that league, the Funk Brothers, Terry Funk, Dory Funk. Yeah, me and Raymond were way into that stuff in the 70s and 80s.
So you went to Olympic
I saw, yeah, my favorite was...
You used to do it there.
My favorite, no, Sports Arena. We saw Don Morocco take out Tito Santana. Don Morocco was my, he's the cat I really like. I think Roddy Piper was there. There was a lot of cats there.
I remember that from watching Channel 56 on UHF channel.
Yeah.
I remember when Roddy Piper
So the Northeast out. League was McMahon's father, actually. And actually put that thing together with Captain Lou Albano, who had the Samoan cats. And then just bum-rushed it and turned it into this kind of a thing for steroid people.
Yeah.
Because in the old days, you had fat dudes wrestle and stuff. You don't have that anymore now.
Yeah, they used to wear those
guys. Anyway, you know what? Let me introduce the band. We're going to play some music and then talk about a band start.
Actually about a circus performer. I don't know if you all know what a funambulist is. Do any of you know? Okay, a funambulist is a tightrope walker, basically. And this is sort of the saga of the life of one of these tightrope walkers, the very short life, unfortunately.
Yes, this song is a funambulist. It's about a girl tightrope walking, and I think the song takes place just after she begins to slip from the rope.
Very dramatic.
Oh,
Taco Bell stepped in up below.
She's falling down, 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 so this room won't be heard anymore.
Thank everyone for coming, all of our friends, and all of, if you know, whoever's watching online, hopefully, if there are people, I know a friend of mine is watching at least, a specific friend of mine is watching, in addition to all my other friends, but yeah, thanks for coming, everybody.
Rock it to the top, banging on the rock, that's all we got. Made out the goons with every kid.
Okay, Watt from Pedro Show. We started off there with Kachina's doing Omaha. Oh, yeah, I have bad pronunciation. It's Cochina, okay? It's Espanol for kind of a pig, a dirty person. Filthy person. Yeah. When I say Kachina, that sounds like kind of these, spirit beings in the Hopi religion. Zuni and Navajo adopted too. And I don't mean those. I mean Cochinas. Okay. Then we heard The Fumblest by Roosterhead. I got that at the gig too. They did some gig in studio in Long Beach called The Lab and for their buddies, you know. Yeah, a pretty Wolf. Good disc.
And that other guy, Wolf, and
The Dick Jerky, that's later on the show. I'll play that. Then we heard Hot Glass by the Belushis and Pipe Pipa Memeo by Position Normal, and finally Head, just an excerpt by Sam Sebrin. And speaking of Head, there was a movie called that, right? Are you guys old enough? It was in the 60s. Anybody from the 60s? You're from the
40s, 68.
Yeah, so you had 2 years. Anyway, it's relevant because a man in the movie just passed away. You don't know?
No.
Monkeys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a movie called?
The Head?
No, just Head.
Head?
Amazing. Yeah. It's trippy. I mean, you know, they were put together band by Don Kirshner, kind of joking for TV show and shit. But they actually became their own dudes. They all could play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they made this movie. I recommend seeing it because it's a trip. It ain't so Mersh. And in fact, when they toured, they started touring. You know, it was, I don't know, some, you know, Don Kirshner, right?
Right. Full rock concerts.
Just trying
Saturday
to do
night.
Some Channel kind 10. Of thing to compete with the Beatles vibe, like mm-hmm. a U.S. version. They ended up being their own people. They went on tour. You know who they had to open for them?
No.
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, shit.
Who got booed off. Yeah, he ain't no shit. That's why you listen to the show. Okay, now what I want to know is Kachina's. How did the band start? And condolences to Davy Jones,
yeah,
the singer man
yes.
who
well,
died.
Emilio and I were at First Thursday.
He was 66 years old.
Yeah, really young.
Kind of.
Yeah. Emilio here and I were at a First Thursday enjoying wine and cheese and decided that we needed to make music together. So we asked our drummer.
This is how the band started.
This is how the
how
band started.
How long ago?
Oh, when was that? It was during the summer. It was last
summer?
Yeah.
Last summer?
Mm-hmm.
So a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
First Thursday for you people who don't live in Pedro is it's this thing where, actually I've never been to one.
Really?
Ghost played one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some kind of art thing on 7th Street and stuff, right? And
yeah.
And Mike Brady before he had the Bad Fish. Actually, that Bad Fish, that's in the old Karma studio. That's where I made the second opera. But he had a pad on 7th Street. Something, Two Cats or something like that it was called. K-A-T-Z, and he had Dose Play, and he had all these flyers from the old days. That's the only time I've been kind of to it. But I know of them. You know, now my practice pad is up at Angel's Gate, and with, you know, I got the oldest lease. I'm with artists, so I'm not anti-artist. My best friend's Raymond Pettibone. But I don't know shit about that scene that happens there. But anyway, what you guys doing, drinking wine?
Oh, yeah, a lot. But we had a lovely
evening. And you wanted to have a band?
Yep.
Yes.
So, okay.
That's pretty
because,
cool.
Because I know Anna's been in a couple bands
mm-hmm.
When she was here in Pedro. Mm-hmm. So, but you guys put together, and what, did you ask her?
Yeah, but Anna and I we started playing music together for a while and then kind of stopped, and I needed to make music with her because she's, and we have a good dynamic.
You mean, what do you mean? You guys had the band.
We started it, and then we needed other people.
It was a two-man band.
Yeah, and then we wanted...
So you brought in Anna.
Uh-huh. We wanted another girl, because we wanted it to be an all-girl group, which is why he wears a wig sometimes. And then
we
ended
up... Yeah, started with him.
Yeah.
But you wanted it to be an all-girl band.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
Well, it's hard to find girls out there that play music.
Yeah.
And are down to commit themselves... To be there.
There's a lot more than there used to be.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can imagine when I went to gigs. You only saw a lady on stage if she was backup singer or tambourine or something. Mm-hmm. First lady I saw playing a band.
Alma? I was thinking maybe Alma, Harry.
You read my mind? No, the first lady I saw playing the band was opening for Alice Cooper. Her name was Susie Quattro, and she played bass. And I think she ended up doing movies or something, TV or something. But I saw her when she was Rock and Roller, and that was the first time. And then I saw Runaways. And then the whole punk scene had ladies in almost every band. So maybe things changed. When hardcore came, it did get a little boy-oriented. Mm-hmm. I don't remember hardly any ladies. Well, Kay played in Flag. But it was hard to find. And then there were some sisters who sang in some bands, but there wasn't a lot. Kind of came back around when the 90s came. Came for this history lesson. But no, there was a shit called, in the Northwest, called, there's a cool scene called Riot Girl. And those bands had nothing but ladies. So, sometimes people say the only thing new is you finding out about it. Didn't you guys bring stuff? Are you going to play some songs for me?
Yeah, with our...
Well, go get it.
All right.
Play some music.
Corner got a guy with hair on their arms serving the community bad pizza. I'm a talent scout observing the sounds like Mother Teresa. Come shake my hand when you want to meet Congress. Welcome to meet you, otherwise you're a creature feature. There's techniques for sideburns, things you never learn. They're grown people on a first grade level. I gotta teach you the boss. The fall for the prophets, rapping to those urban coaches and twisted people. Even with the cyclops on the middle of their forehead, they know how to dodge and boost recharge and act like they don't see you, but they eardrum wake like a passenger for that preview. Number one pizza parlor, everybody calling you jewels and get that extra cheese. Number one pizza parlor, everybody put on your jewels and get that extra cheese. Number one pizza parlor, everybody put on your jewels and get that extra cheese. Why they manufacturers hand over, I make them wait, just nervous to bring my cup over, they slip too much. And you see his hard bottom, bring your resume up a notch and let my assistant look at you older. They responding from a silly crowd, screaming to him with club sodas, they all move bipolar. With leotards, they sit in the yoga. But they play amateur style, slow motion poker, too much cabaret, you can't tell if they that coca. Which one of them complaining? Are they under the mocha? Cry baby Grady in that black Mercedes. My walnuts on the stove, can't bake these. Don't forget the seasoning, please. Number one pizza parlor, everybody put on your jewels and get that extra cheese. Number one pizza parlor, everybody put on your jewels and get that extra cheese. Number one pizza parlor, everybody put on your jewels and get that extra cheese. Number one pizza parlor, everybody put on your jewels and get that extra cheese. I'ma stay cool because I don't wanna have to use the bathroom. My strategy right now, but they won't accept the golden rule. Many stupid products of gas with their own butt, boys sit cold with underwear and axe intended for fuel. That make them exhaust, fart out the pop tarts. Now they really overboard, thinking round bits on the charts without boots, standing still for some reason they think they moving. Their lack of media with substance hasn't been improving. A bunch of Vietnam warriors, they don't hear good, give them the illusion. Number one pizza parlor, everybody put on your jewels and get that extra cheese.
innocent and wise? Snarge howled back and thought. Two of what? Bark, arf, and woof. It's time to park spark marks. You'll never trip over your bowl forever, boy, without any scarf. So careful, hairful, what an ungodly cheerful. Broken splinters may really light razor arcs, as unloosed werewolves are self-scooping in the parks. Under hoary lunar landscapes to curl and scare you, rippingly cold, all bone torrents of nightly might are rude. Rash assailants of blithe, quote, and deadly aims crying. I am the monitor, invisible but never unseen. Where is your soul? Your aura's gone green. You shiver like a future meal, curdle and mule. Why are you out here? Rocks don't know, so are thus cruel. Sutured slices of firmament unscroll from the welkin as anti-personnel transgressions undo your only spell. Then, whoa, sing aloud and unface them proud. Rebite your lupine foes. Snap off and jam up their snouts with soiled and frostbitten toes. You must redesign their sinister spines into kindlier, keener molds of duly lapworn and currying until lick-sworn as truculent toads, a gristle on the road. Some hoard-up bloat, leftovers to goad, so prod and untimely ignite the torch-black of fingering night. Your retribution is a back-snap, flash-swivel shot of delight. Listen, I'm hair. I glisten. I'm still here. I hear and am aware. Warm your cave-worn, age-scrawled and useless hands. Beneath the simmering carcass of revenge, the twirling unplanned, there's a shift, a swift karmic uplift, swelled parasites and bile, yet spilled. A yellowing fever snivels its shadow, moon-drilled and shriven. As the very spoil climbs out in coils and unwraps its lunge, slithering around the pedestal, around every muffled crunch, it eats its way brainward, devouring art and dogged refrains alike, a clinging, virile, viral, spiral unleashed to consume everything and all, total after sight, until you are only left with growling smells not of today's victory, nor of any coming meal, nor of your hard-earned respite, but of sparkly naiads and fuzzing nymphs, clad of water worn with the flora and fauna of all smells singing, deftly squirming out your mangy story, emptying itself into those faraway hills. This, my friends, is the thought that raced through my head as a pit bull sunk its fangs into the back of my right thigh while I was jogging a couple days before Christmas. Jingle, jingle, motherfucker.
The Mockingbird. The Mockingbird had been following the cat all summer, mocking, 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 teasing and cocksure. The cat crawled under the rockers on porches, tail flashing, and said something angry to the mockingbird, which I didn't understand. Yesterday, the cat walked calmly up the driveway with a mockingbird alive in its mouth, wings fanned, beautiful wings fanned and flopping, feathers parted like a woman's legs, and the bird was no longer mocking. It was asking, it was praying, but the cat, striding down through the centuries, would not listen. I saw it crawl under a yellow car with the bird to bargain it to another place. Summer was over.
A chica buka chica, a chica buka chica, a chica buka chica, a chica buka chica, a chica buka chica. Superstar, he gonna shine so bright, he gonna shoot for the moon and the blood of light. chica, 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 chica,
Pedro Show. We heard that was Cassette Complication Superstar by Warehouse. And ahead of that, we had The Mockingbird by Charles Bukowski. Damn, you know he's buried here. Are you Pedro?
No, I live in Anaheim.
You from Anaheim?
Yeah.
Okay. Charles Bukowski wasn't from here. I think he was from Philly originally, but he's buried in San Peter.
Oh, okay.
His last 14 years were here. And then Snarge the Band Dog by Chris Kroger. And ahead of that was Lamborghini Meltdown by Tobacco and Zaki Force Funk, Demon Queen. And start off with Extra Cheese by Cool Keith in 5471. Cool Keith made this album with these cats from Tokyo I played with. Incredible bass player, a guy named Kentaro. I just gave it up. He came by to do an interview with me, though, and he said maybe, him and his buddy were over to do a thing, and he maybe gets back into bass. And it's weird. Damon, can you ever think about not playing drums anymore?
No.
I know, but some cats are like this. They play so long, and...
Well, what happens to make them bum out?
How'd you get started with drum?
I started in the gospel church.
Oh, cool. So young?
I started on tenet when I was 10 or 11 years old.
10 or 11.
Played in the...
So you're playing the kid at the church, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then...
So you're playing Sundays, right? Did you guys do practice?
I pretty much played 3 days a week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Services?
Services, a Bible study.
Bible study.
And then Saturdays, practice with the choir. Depending on which choir, because then they had the young adults.
Sure.
The adults, and then the kids' choir.
Was it? Did you have a teacher? Or you just went learned as you did.
I just
panned it out.
Yeah, I had a couple of rough shows where I was off beat. I had one pastor tell me to get off the drum set because I was on beat in front of the whole church.
I had stuff like that happen to me too.
And then my mom told me I don't know you. I'm just owning.
Oh man, yeah, but you were just learning. You gotta give you catch you some stuff.
Yeah.
Well, who was some of your drum heroes in? Did you look up to anybody?
I don't really have any heroes.
Nobody you go like, I kind of like his style, like that little thing?
Now I do.
Yeah.
Now I like Porno for Pyros drummer.
Steve Perkins.
Yeah, man.
I've done many, many gigs with him.
All right. And the guy from Tool.
I don't know
from
yet.
Tool. The guy is freaking good. Me. Oh, my
okay. Goodness. Yeah. Gotta check him out then.
Yeah.
Okay, from the church, did you start getting in bands after that?
I was in a band called The Aborted. I got hit up to play in that band. They kicked me out because they said I didn't hit too hard.
Tippy tap?
No, I think it's because one of the bands that liked The Aborted was Extreme Hatred, and they're following a lot of skinheads. So,
problem.
We couldn't get the bigger shows because of me being black. Yeah, but the funny thing is most of those skins love Dead Kennedy, so what's the difference?
Yeah, and Daryl's playing drums.
Right.
Yeah, that's fucked up. So after Aborted?
Then I started a band called Wrist Action, but didn't last too long.
This is Anaheim?
Anaheim / Placentia Yorba Linda.
Oh, wow. That's pretty spread out.
And then after that, I joined the Four Letter Word.
Okay.
And then
you know, I played with them.
I know. In Amarillo, Texas.
In Texas.
We followed you on the freeway.
That's right. I knew I played with you guys.
Yeah.
That's where the gig was, and that was a trippy place. It was so flat, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, this man, young man,
yeah,
was killed. You know about this?
Yeah.
Run over and shit. And
by some jocks.
Right, so they put on a gig to, like, kind of celebrate his life. I just thought the other punk rockers shouldn't be afraid of this shit anymore, and if we came there, we could be solid with them.
Yeah.
Right. As it crosses the highway from the fucking... some nuclear weapons manufacturer shit. Yeah, it was weird.
Weird, man.
That's where it was, because they set up some kind of peace farm thing, and that's what we played.
Peace farm?
That was a great gig. So four letter word. After that?
Crystal Antlers.
Wow.
Last time I played with you was at the
Prospector. Yeah. Wow. And you played with Kid Kevin.
Yeah.
So you've been around.
I've known Kid Kevin since he was like 16. And, like, all those guys all grew up together, kind of.
Well, he's Pedro now.
Yep.
Although I saw him at the gig. He was in at the Doll Hut. Yeah, man.
But he had, like, his Hawaiian shirt on, his Anaheim clothes.
You know, no, I think he's too Pedro'd out, and he don't have an Anaheim outfit anymore.
No, not
anymore.
He gave me his not Angels anymore. Hat, so he might have retired. Okay.
Hey, we're at the end of the first hour of the March 1st. 2012 Watt for Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. March 1st, 2012. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
We're on.
better to hear the worldly words of a friend who spoke of your debut, how you beguiled a few. I knew all about you since then. Out for an evening, we were introduced. We both had some time we could spend. We talked into the night, we laughed until the light. You told me your story and then we kissed and we fell into each other's arms. We were suddenly intimate friends. With passion our concern, we proceeded to burn the candle at both of its ends. It happened so fast, it wasn't meant to last. We played it completely by ear. We braved the circumstance, took each other, took a chance, with no hesitation or fear. And when we went our ways, I had a new pain. Also, I had a new friend. But the word was out on you, and words get around to who. I knew all about you since then.
Watt for Pedro show. Start off the second hour with Steak City by the YBs. Then Fall Apart by King Loses Crown. I've Been Stabbed by Toys That Kill, new album by them. I Knew All About You Since Then by Grand Heart. And finally, Drugs and Kittens by Many Birthdays. Kachina's here setting up. We're gonna do some tunage. Emilio, your turn. How'd you get into music?
Wow, my parents were actually just like kept playing oldies whenever we're cleaning the house on
Talking
Sunday.
Records.
Records. Yeah. Just K Earth radio.
Yeah.
Always oldies and. That's about it, and it grew from there. Like, I just
so
kept
you're
listening.
You're hearing the radio all the time?
All the time.
I want to do this.
Yes.
So what's the first thing you played?
It was actually bass, and I just
got
loved
on
it.
Bass, right
got
from
on bass
the beginning.
Right from the beginning. And
how'd you get your first bass?
Wow. My mom actually bought me a bass.
Bought you one?
Bought me one on my birthday. I was 14.
14. Were you like Damien? You just went for it, or did you have kind of bass players you liked?
Oh, wow. I kind of just went for it, but
just
like.
Went for it?
But first songs I ever played were Ramones songs, Didi Ramones.
So
like,
off records. You learned
off
records. That's how I learned off records.
Yeah, just listening, kept playing.
Kept playing. And okay, when did you get in a band?
I was actually sophomore year in high school. We had this band called the Caviar Club.
Like 16, 17?
Yes.
Yeah. Caviar Club?
The Caviar Club.
Wow. did you write any tunes?
I wrote a few tunes. Like,
are those your first tunes
you
ever wrote?
Yeah, first.
You wrote them on bass?
Wrote them on bass.
That's great. A lot of people think you can't write on bass, but I do most of my writing on bass.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So what happened to this band, the Caviar
Club? Caviar Club was just, everybody had different ideas, and we were just like growing as a band, and we just kept jamming. Didn't really play too much shows, and everybody went to school.
After high school,
yeah.
You just fell, yeah, okay.
Kind of fell
ways.
Apart, yeah.
So what did you do after that?
I actually started another band called The Love Interest. And
what town?
Carson.
Carson.
And,
So you were a cult.
Yes, I'm a cult.
Yeah.
I started this band, The Love Interest, and this with this drummer from... Also from Carson, and she used to play in a ska band called La Muerte, I believe. And
you know who was from Carson? The Salvation Army, which became the 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were originally from there.
Angry Samoans.
Angry Samoans, right. And real Samoans is Carson. Some good guys on the football team.
Yeah.
Great guys. Usually linemen.
Yes.
And they wear slippers to high school, but no one ever made fun.
Oh,
you
don't want to.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What happened to this love interest?
School again. And
Broken up,
and they were just far away. Like, one of them went to school in Costa Mesa, the other went to Long Beach, and then just focused on school, and I would still want to keep writing our music, and...
Yeah.
And, actually, Bitch Be Cool was, like, written for this band, the love interest, and...
Bitch Be Cool.
Yeah.
That was the name of this band originally.
The song that you played.
Oh, Omaha.
Last 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, last week.
Yeah. That was cool. Thank you so much for playing.
No problem.
Yeah.
And you wrote it in those days?
Yes.
Okay. So then since then
I wanted
Kachina's.
To. Yes.
Okay. Interesting thing. Here, I don't want to stop you from getting your shit together.
All right.
Let me play some more music.
Cool. We'll be right back.
only snow.
Show.
We heard the Paranoid Critical Revolution doing Nietzsche's Dead. Then Otaku. You know what an otaku is? Otaku is a Jap word for like geek. Like you're into something real heavy.
Oh, all right.
That's an otaku.
Otaku, huh?
Yeah. And Untitled Song for Latin America. That's a Minutemen. They did their own version. But they're Italianos, this band. you know what I mean. It don't matter. Nothing matters. It's cool.
It doesn't.
You just mix it all up. I'm way into it. And then we heard Fractured Cogs from Steve McKay and the Blue Prostitutes. Steve McKay, of course, sex man for the Stooges. And finally, Arch by Light. Something brand new from Light and the buddies of mine in Tokyo. They're working with a lady singer. They're an instrumental band, but they're trying out a singing thing. Now, we're going to have Kachina's play right in Mr. Vinny's living room here, right?
Yes.
All sweaty now.
Watch for Pedro show. How'd you get started with music?
My dad's been playing music his whole life.
Oh, so you grew up in a music family.
I did.
My Carson?
Dad, I live in Lomita, actually.
Okay.
Grew up in Lomita, went to Narbonne High School.
Yeah, Gauchos.
My Gaucho.
Green and yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, I started like singing backup vocals when I was little for him, and then he taught me to play drums.
He had a band?
He has a band still.
He taught you how to play. Was he a drummer, man?
He's a guitar bass player, but he knows how to play like everything.
But he wanted you on drums.
I just like the drums the most.
Ah.
Before
Damien. Told him, Pop, I want to learn.
Yep, he taught me a 2/4 beat, and
yeah.
I took
how
it from
old
there. I was really young, probably like 6 or 7.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. My brother started playing before he could even speak right. Like
Your brother's a musician, too?
Yes, he is.
Okay, what was the first band you had?
After high school, I started a band called Heroes and Heroines with some friends. They're still
together. You didn't have a band in high school?
No, I did not, actually. I did some other things.
That's okay.
But
you made a band after high school called...
Yeah, Heroes and Heroines. They're still together. They're really good.
Lomita band.
Yeah. Well, yeah, kind of. Like L.A., I guess. Yeah, L.A. area. They're cool. They're cool guys. Hey, guys. They're probably not listening.
What did you do after that band?
And then I joined a band called Pipsqueak that was on Burger Records, and I went on tour with them. So I went around the country, and then after I got home, I quit that band and... Took
a
hiatus from music. No, I was like, I play keyboard.
Keyboard player.
Yeah.
So you know more than drums.
Mm-hmm.
More than you play guitar in this band.
Mm-hmm. Gotta.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
What happened? You quit Pipsqueak when you came home.
Yeah.
And what happened after that?
I took a hiatus, like a little bit from music, and then me and Banana started jamming for a while, and we had some friends jam with us.
But I thought the start of the band was you and...
Well, we started jamming, and then we stopped for a while, and then me and Amelia came up with the idea of it, and I was like, well, you know, me and Banana
so
had
guys
started.
You actually played before.
Yeah.
No, I know. I've seen her. She played here. She was in the band, with Gabby in
the... The Alphabet.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a house here on 13th Banana, not too far from here, 7 or 8 blocks, and there used to be gigs there.
Wow.
It was kind of like... The descendant of the 4th Street kind of thing. And
Pre-Heralds.
Pre-Heralds, but not really Porch Court, not the beginning. When Todd came and stuff, the early people... Well, it ain't early, really. It's the 90s scene, because actually we're from the fucking early days.
So. You guys are the early days.
But there, we were the only punk rockers in the whole town then. And Mike Brinson, right?
Mike, yeah.
Anyway, very interesting. So, I like what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Let's play some more music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watt for Pedro show. We just heard Koroborukuru by Uri Gagam. We played with them. Where did I play with them? Shit, I can't remember the town, but somewhere in Honshu, I think. But it was interesting. They, because when I saw Uri Gagarin, now you're definitely not old enough, but do you know who Yuri Gagarin is?
No.
Yuri Gagarin, keep making noise, motherfucker. Yuri Gagarin was the first man in space. He was a cosmonaut. But their name ain't Gagarin. It's Yuri Gagarin. So when I asked them, they said they just couldn't say it.
So they kind of just did Ellis Island.
They just did their own version, thing. Yeah, right. And then we heard some Creedence before that. In 1970 at the Fillmore West with Green River, Deep Moon, like that song.
Never Gets Tired.
And My Love is a Gun by Sassafras. That's got Sailor Alexander from, X-Stab City. He's got his own band now, and it's great. It's called Sassafras. You can fucking wait probably till we get done.
Sorry, geez.
And then Metropolis Dam by The Workers was at the head of all that. And, yeah, it's the second hour of the March 1st, 2012 Watt for Pedro show. Hold tight for hour 3. March 1st, 2012, it's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
I want to get high, but I don't want brain damage. I wanna get high, but I don't want brain damage. I wanna get high, but I don't want brain damage. I wanna get high, but I don't want brain damage. I wanna get high, but I don't want brain damage.
from Pedro Show started the third hour off with a collaboration between the Flamin' Lips and Lightning Bolt. And the song's called I Want to Get High, But I Don't Want Brain Damage. And then we heard Regrets and Second Guesses by R. Mutt. What's R. Mutt famous for?
Help me on that, I don't know.
You ever see a pisser with that written on the side? It was called a ready made, Marcel Duchamp. You see, he knows. There's one of them up at the SF MoMA. I think there was like 12 or 14 or something. There was a whole bunch. The whole idea was any object could be art. See, he put his name, it wasn't his name, but he put a name, R. Mutt. See? This is when the art started getting conceptual. It wasn't the piece, it's the ideas you bring to it. And then we heard the Mighty Steph Magazine. Now, Anna here, I first saw her play in a band called Alphabets here in Pedro at that 13th Street house. Yeah. Vinny turned me on. I was torn so much I didn't even know there was a Pedro scene. He first brought me by the 4th Street thing, and then that cut. It was three pads, and then it started getting whittled down by the peckers who lived around there, right?
Exactly.
So it started to move out, and places where they started to have gigs was 13th Street. And I had never really, I mean, there, in the old days, there was keggers in the backyards and mm-hmm. playing in the living room. Especially in Orange County, there'd be some. And, I remember Black Flag doing one in Torrance, maybe. But the cops would always come, and they were nightmares. But here was a scene where bands were actually touring.
Yeah.
Out-of-town bands, you know. It wasn't just keggers. It was wild. And this is where I met Raul.
Now they're making a stop before they go to San Diego and then Arizona.
Shit, some of these bands I talked to, they didn't play one club on the whole tour. It was all pads.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, this is where I find my Missing Man drummer, Raul Morales, because of Vinny. Actually, he filled in for Jer with the second man. I took him to Europe first time, and then I thought, he's got to be the guy for my third opera.
Yeah.
Tom Watson. So, when I saw you play with Alphabets, was that your first band? How did you get into music?
Well, in high school, freshman year,
yeah.
I always wanted to play guitar because there was a guitar class in high school.
Yeah.
And I have
Pedro?
A
Pedro?
No, in Anaheim High School.
Yeah, I thought so because yeah. we didn't have.
I know.
Or maybe things changed. I graduated in 1976.
Yeah. Born and raised in Anaheim, so learned how to play music. On my
and more advanced music. You know, a lot of schools they threw out the music.
Yeah.
This is why Fleet told me he started his school in Silver Lake because he learned trumpet and shit at Fairfax High. He came back. There was no more music program. Fucked up.
Yeah.
So because of the guitar class at school, you wanted to play guitar.
Yeah. I started learning there, and then I met Angela from Bon Bon's.
Right, right. Well, she was Alphabets.
Yeah, too. She was the Alphabets and No Man. And we just started to play music together.
How'd you guys... All these people coming to Pedro, that was another thing, too, especially Orange County. But
yeah.
Todd, the guy the Recess Records from Torrance, all these people started migrating. Even Vinny is from the Hill. Well, I'm from Virginia.
Well, I didn't really
None
know.
None of us are Pedro.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about the
Who's
Pedro.
Who's Pedro? Richard Bonney. Richard fucking Bonney.
He's hardcore Pedro.
And then Brother Matt. Brother Matt's Pedro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, his grandpa started Chicken of the Sea. He's hardcore Pedro. But a lot of people come to this town.
Yeah.
But especially this thing in the 90s, I didn't know about. And all these young people start coming to play. Great.
For an Anaheim scene, it was all about FYP coming to see the Four Little Words. And then that's how we started.
Okay, that was the hookup connect.
Yeah, that was our hookup to Pedro. Right?
Okay. FYP, people, is the band before Toys That Kill with Todd.
Yep.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you guys made that band.
Yeah. And
Gabby, he came out and played with her. Yeah. Okay.
And Angela moved to Harbor City. That's how I got to know San Pedro. Because she took me to Sacred Grounds the first time.
Yeah.
I fell in love with the city, and I told myself that I wanted to move here. I had another friend, a guy friend, that gave me a flyer to 4th Street Party or something? At a 4th Street Party?
No, that's the porch course.
And that's when I was like, I should just make a house party. I should move into a house party also. So
I just got that idea.
And now this is your second band.
This is my third band.
What was in between?
No Ma'am.
No, that's right. No Ma'am. That's right. Also, you're a fanzine lady.
Yes. No Chonies.
No Chonies. And I noticed that I have one of the first editions.
Yeah, I gave you the second. Yeah.
That's the second one?
Yeah.
They're different.
Yeah.
Because I think that one was a Pedro one, and this one was an OC one, right? Yeah. That's why the people are different in it.
Oh, no. They're both from OC.
Yeah, no, Talia's on the other one.
Oh, yeah, Talia is, no, I think it's Coco. Coco's.
Her, too.
Yeah. So.
They're not in the new one.
We all joined. They didn't have time, but.
Okay.
Because we just live so far away from each other.
And, yeah, I understand. Yeah. I understand. But I actually didn't know you bailed until I saw you at the club. So. But yeah. Actually, you didn't bail. You went back home.
Yeah. To help my mother out. And
sure, sure.
And,
sure, but No Choice is a great fanzine. You got to see it, Vinny. It's got some intense themes. And so you came together to make this band, and you guys play tonight.
Yep, we're going to play at the Prospector.
Here, let's play some music, and then I want you guys to play one more song.
Okay.
We need time. Waiting for the school bus at the bus stop. We need time to know and to speak to each other. We need time to stay here, but to escape.
Oh, and all I know is how this may be the end. Oh. Thank you.
that's something I did with an Italian band called Cartavetro, called We Need Time, and I just got a new tune from these people where they want me to give a spiel. It's kind of like a character actor part for their tune, yeah. It's trippy. Cesar. Good cats. I think they're Genoa. Harbor town like Pedro.
Yeah.
And then Liquored Loose by Dick Jerky. Those are the cats that were at the gig. Doll Hut. And Johnny Ma, Everyone's the Same. They got a cat, Masa on bass, who's incredible. Up in Seattle. And then Fun in the Occident by Elwi Moana. I think that's a Quebecois band. Quebec?
Don't know.
It's a French part of Canada.
Oh, yeah. Ontario.
Oh.
That's the big town. But it's a whole province. There's Quebec City. Okay, and Comet Czar by the Danglers. I think they're Milwaukee. You guys, I know, got a gig at the Prospector in Long Beach.
Yeah.
And you're a little late getting here, so I don't want you to be a little late getting over there.
We do what we want.
Yeah, you might get scissors, though. So, I want to thank you all for being here. You guys got a great thing going.
Thank you for having
me. How long has the band been together?
September. So our first show was September of this year.
My first night.
Of last year.
And yeah, it's Damien's first gig. So we're talking 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, happening.
We're growing. We're missing a member today, too, so we should shout out to Jose.
Yes.
He's coming down from UC Santa Barbara. Jose,
what's he do?
He plays guitar as well.
Three guitars.
Yeah.
He's from Santa Barbara, too, so.
Yeah.
Giving the bass man too much, doing it. See, with the rhythm section has to cut through all that. No, it's all right. I'm sorry I didn't get to talk with Jose, but
okay.
I want to thank you all for being on the show really much. Is there a web presence if people want to know more about you?
We're on Reverb Nation.
ReverbNation.com/Cochinas.
And then Facebook, just like us.
Facebook, what, slash Cochinas?
Yes.
Okay. Fake look? Okay. Good luck tonight, and I can't wait till I get to be on a bill with you guys.
Yeah.
So, thanks so much.
Thank you. We are the stars so lonely. By the cha-cha-cha dempi. Hide the pipe with me. Oi, oi, yeah. By the cha-cha-cha dempi. By can see righty, plot find there. Why can't I buy candy? I just had a chat in Tukti. And the road that I may make. I'm a chun rau kao siyati. Can't buy, guy can I, chang. Turn Tukti. felt so lonely. Kaya pa rin ay wajayti ang me. Rero ay pa'y kachanti. Lubi chun do do will di. มีเธอไปกับมิสเตอร์สโลลี่ฮู้สบายดี
Our show last music for this edition, Mr. Slow from the Impossibles, some Thai band from the 60s, and then Gargoyle, Live Dinosaur Jr., The Cup, Upside Down Cross. Jay Maskus plays the drums on that, and then finally Flare by Boris. I want to thank again the Kachinas for being guests, Vinny Vegas for having me aboard your pad, Vinny, and yeah, it's been the March 1st 2012 WAP edition of WAP Pedro Show. Thanks again, Kachinas.
Yay.
Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.